continued.
Christina, she was nowhere to be found. I figured she might have ran out to get out of the haunted house, so I ran in search for the exit. I don't believe I ran that fast and worthy ever in my life. And I've been running pretty fast and scaredly today. I felt like someone was running after me, which only caused me to run even faster. Then I started hearing loud footsteps that made the ground shake. I felt as if the world was spinning and the ground below me was dropping lower and lower. I was running left and right, turning at every corner I saw, just hoping to get out. At the moment, all I wanted was Christina out of the haunted house and safely at her house with me in it. Finally, I saw the streak of light shining out the door and I flew towards it and escaped the haunted house. I was never coming back. It was full of vampires.
Brittany! Brittany! Brittany!
I looked over to where the voice was coming from and saw it was Christina. She looked like a vampire with pale snow skin and red as Ruby's eyes. She left me alone. She left my side and went to theirs. How could she?
You become a vampire.
What are you talking about? I was with you the whole time.
No, you left me and now you're one of them.
I honestly have no idea what you're talking about.
You're a vampire. So is everyone else around here. Suddenly I felt an intense shaking.
Wake up. We're almost here.
Wow, it was all just a dream.